Right now, it is time for some fantasy advice with Heiss. How you doing, man?
It's a big day. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Buddy. All right, let's start with this. What matchups do you like in Chiefs and Rams? Because everybody seems like a go when the over-under is 64.5.
Yeah, everybody is a go. Everybody, the over-under in this game could be of historic proportions. I think if it closes at 63.5, it's the highest, perhaps, in NFL history.
How would you rank them? Maybe that's the best way to do it. I agree with you. Everybody is a go in this game. Mm-hmm. How would you rank them between Mahomes, Goff, Gurley, Hill, Cooks, Woods, all of those kind of guys?
I'd probably go Gurley number one because he's been the most consistent best player in fantasy week in, week out. I think his lowest fantasy performance is about 20 points, and that's just with about as low of a floor as you can possibly get. This might be sacrilegious here. I prefer Goff to Mahomes in this game, and I think part of the reason is there's a correlation play. Every time that a Rams opponent has scored more than 20 points in a game, Jared Goff is averaging about 370 yards through the air and 3.5 touchdowns. I know Kansas City's going to put up 20-plus points against the Rams on the road in L.A., so I just know that Goff is going to be in line for a monster day. I trust his receivers, even with the Cooper Kupp injury. And, you know, even though he'd be lining up in the slot against Kendall Fuller, there's so many other weapons that he has to throw to, and I just know more than likely Gurley's going to be involved in the passing game consistently. And then after that, yeah, I probably go with Robert Woods. I think they're going to move him around, exploit a lot of matchups. Then Travis Kelce, then Tyreek Hill. And I actually don't love Kareem Hunt in this game only because I think the Chiefs are going to have to throw a ton, and sometimes they tend to abandon him in the passing game. When the Chiefs are out in front, when they're controlling time and tempo, they tend to use Kareem Hunt both in the rushing game and also in the passing game a little bit more receptively. So that's probably my top guys there.
Who does the absence of Cooper Kupp help the most in this game?
Are you talking about like for an advantage for the Chiefs, or who does it help as far as targets for the Rams?
I'm talking fantasy wise. Now that Cooper Kupp isn't there, that was going to take some touchdowns, some opportunities away from the other guys on the Rams offense. Who would you say is the biggest benefactor of Coop's app?
There's a couple guys. I would say Robert Woods, because he now assumes that slot role for at least the majority of the snaps. Sean McVay is really smart, so he moves him around, but predominantly they move Robert Woods, at least in the couple games the Cooper Kupp has been out, into that slot role. And you know how often the Rams like to target guys in the slot. So I think Woods' numbers and projections are probably going to go up a little bit too. But I also think this helps Josh Reynolds. He's the guy that comes in the couple games the Cooper Kupp has been out. He's been targeted in the red zone a lot. I think the matchup sets up really well for him on the outside against some of Kansas City's corners. So I'd probably go Robert Woods one and then Josh Reynolds number two.
Right now we're talking to our guy Benny Heiss. He joins us in studios. What are your favorite matchups? What are you looking for in Week 11?
Yeah, there's a couple matchups that I'm really intrigued by. I'm going to start with Dallas and Atlanta. And then again, this is sort of besides Kansas City going to L.A. and Philadelphia going to New Orleans. There's a couple under-the-radar games that I'm really intrigued by. I'm going to start with Dallas and Atlanta.
Hold on. I know Atlanta, Matt Ryan a play, Julio Jones is a play. Please don't tell me you're thinking about playing somebody on that Cowboys offense that's not Ezekiel Elliott.
The Cowboys offense actually has a great matchup against Atlanta. I much prefer Atlanta. Here's the thing about Atlanta at home. Matt Ryan, 15 total touchdowns in 5 games at home compared to just 7 on the road. He averages nearly 3 more yards per passing attempt than he does versus on the road. And the average total score in games in Atlanta tends to be more than 20 points higher in the dome. So what that tells me is that absolutely a lot of guys from both Atlanta and Dallas are in play. We saw Prescott finally move the ball a little bit more effectively. They're using Ezekiel Elliott in the passing game. Amari Cooper's been getting 28% of the targets. He's actually looked like a real wide receiver again since moving from Oakland to Dallas. It wasn't much of an upgrade, but it's a substantial upgrade for him. So I think the ton of guys in this game are in play. And then Tampa Bay going to the New York Giants. I know that a lot of people just tend to look at Eli Manning and that want nothing to do with it. The reality is that you're going up against Tampa Bay that has allowed the second most amount of yards to quarterbacks all season long. I was about to say Saquon Barkley, the clear-cut number one running back on
the
main slate. Yeah. Is it really?
I just made that up.
And then Odell Beckham Jr. just in another smash spot against Tampa Bay. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, despite not having a touchdown last week and turning the ball over 3 times, was still a top 10 fantasy quarterback. 80% of the offense goes through the air in Tampa Bay. So you know there's going to be plenty of points. I think it's the third highest total of the main slate.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll give you a chance to get your questions answered by Benny Heiss. Go ahead and text them in. Text line 69306. You think that Lamar Jackson can help listeners win their league?
Yeah, absolutely. But they got to announce him to be the starter first. But I think if you have enough space in your bench, pick up Lamar Jackson purely because of the rushing upside. You've seen guys like Mitch Trubisky be the number one fantasy quarterback over the last month because of his ability to run, because he can create open matchups. That rushing upside is huge. So think about it from this perspective, right? if his floor, if he runs for 60 yards in a game, that's six total points. Okay, so then what happens if he threw for 200 yards, ran for a touchdown, and then passed for another touchdown? You're talking about an additional 18 points on top of the 60 rushing yards. So that's 24, 25 points. You're looking at about a top five, top six quarterback play week in and week out. So he's going to turn the ball over a couple times. He's going to make some bad throws. If you're in a league that takes away from passing efficiency, then he's not a good play at all. But because of his ability to run, it's going to open up things for both him, both for Alex Collins. He's a fantastic play down the stretch just because his upside is so huge.
Text line 69306. Let's go rapid fire. If you got a question, I will go ahead and get it in right now so we can ask it to our fantasy expert, Benny Heiss. Ben Roethlisberger or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I'd probably go Fitzpatrick. I know Big Ben has looked awesome, but I think it's sort of one of those last stand opportunities for Jacksonville. I think they're pissed off about losing the Sunday night game. This is their opportunity to get back at Pittsburgh. And Big Ben historically in his career has been bad in these 1 p.m. Eastern time games on the road. So I actually think Jacksonville will do well. I like Fitzpatrick.
Marlon Mack or Kerryon Johnson?
Johnson probably has a little bit of a better matchup. I know he's going to get better volume, so I'm going to probably go with him.
Watson or Trubisky?
I don't like the matchup for Trubisky. I know he's looked awesome in the last month or so, but against Minnesota, their defense is finally coming around over the last 4 or 5 weeks. The offense is starting to pick up their end of the bargain as well. I just don't like Trubisky enough in this game. I'd rather go Watson.
Goff or Wentz?
Jared Goff is my number one, if not number two, quarterback this week between him and Mahomes. They're both awesome plays.
Scrolling up here, Amari Cooper or LeSean McCoy?
Give me Amari Cooper in an ideal matchup on the road against Atlanta where Dallas is going to have to throw a ton.
Someone says, should I trade Kareem Hunt for Saquon Barkley?
Yes, I would. Absolutely. Because Saquon Barkley, even though Kareem Hunt might be getting around the same number of targets in the running game, Saquon Barkley is getting between 6 and 10 passing attempts per game. Like, they're feeding him the ball. He is every single part of their offense. I know the Giants offense doesn't look particularly good, but those numbers add up, especially in a PPR league. Yes, Saquon Barkley down the stretch is going to play. And if the Chiefs wrap up the division, there's a possibility in the championship game in week 16 that Kareem Hunt could be sitting against Seattle. So give me Saquon Barkley.
Cam Newton or Baker Mayfield?
Give me Cam Newton this week. I know that Carolina didn't look good, but he still has had multiple touchdowns, I think, in 6 of his last 7 games. And Mayfield was great last week, but I prefer Cam.
Someone on the text line, last question here. Is Chris Thompson going to be relevant for me again?
He got off to such a good start, too.
He did. He had a great start.
He got off to a great start. He was the lone bit of somebody in that Washington offense that could be explosive, because that offense has been nothing but that this year. I just don't think it's going to happen. He's been doubtful for too many weeks. Even if he becomes relevant in the fantasy playoffs, then you can probably pick him up because no one else is going to be on him.
Ketchup or A1 steak sauce?
I don't think I've ever had A1 steak sauce.
Yeah, ketchup on a steak.
No.
Why not?
Because a good steak doesn't need ketchup.
You should try it.
Why?
Nothing needs ketchup. Not a good hamburger. Not a good French fry. Nothing needs ketchup.
No, I for fries, I'll do barbecue sauce and I'll do buffalo sauce all the time.
Not ketchup though.
No, ketchup is fine, but hey, you never put it on a hot dog ever, never, and you certainly don't put it on a steak. You know, put it on mac and cheese. Get out of here with that garbage.
Can you tell me what you guys eat at Thanksgiving? I don't think I've ever asked you this before. I don't think I'll see you before that. Spectre's telling us we got to go. I can see you having the worst Thanksgiving spread imaginable.
I eat turkey. I eat stuffing. I eat sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Does turkey jump out to you?
I make a chocolate pecan pie every year. What's wrong with that?
Okay, that sounded normal. I was just expecting you, like, you have a tofu turkey, a vegan turkey, you have green bean casseroles.
Yeah, my wife's
and
gluten.
Just bottles of Aquafina.
No, my wife's gluten free, but that doesn't mean that you have to take away from everybody else.
How many different Thanksgiving quiches are you gonna have?
We don't do quiches. Is that a thing in the Fanning house?
No,
the Thanksgiving
not.
Day quiche.
You like to do all your little foodie stuff.
He puts Heinz ketchup on his steak, so I don't know.
Damn
if you
right
can, I don't
I
know
do.
If you can let this guy question. Hey,
you
to
cover
food
your turkey with cranberry sauce and Hunts?
No, I wouldn't do that. We'll do that to turkey.
That is our guy, Benny Heiss. Follow him on Twitter @BennyHeiss. Always good seeing you, my man.
See you, boys.